It's the Fly Guy Fly Ty from Fly Talk Radio here at 103.5 WNHH. I'm here with my co-host, the lovely Jasmine,
the
Outlaw, and we also have a beautiful guest. I would love, you know what? I'm not going to do it. She's going to introduce herself. Let's go.
Hi, everyone. I'm Shaquanza Stevenson, originally from Stamford, Connecticut, now residing in Stratford. I guess own a trucking company called Point Transportation and Logistics, and I run a nonprofit called Dope Inc., which stands for Don't Oppress People, Educate.
Oof. Well, that's right.
We rolling with this one. We might as well just roll with it. I love it. We met. I was at my job. You walked in. Your energy was contagious. I guess, and you know what? Nah, I'm not gonna. I guess I got contagious energy. We vibed out. You was like, "Yo, I'm bigger than just this person right here you see in front of you." And I'm like, "I know that." I think we all knew that, right? In the
soul, I did not say that. You sent it out.
No, you didn't. You didn't say it. It's not something that has to be said. When you walk in the room and you walk in the presence of. And I want to say this, I know it's cliche, but when you walk in the room and you're in the presence of greatness, it's almost like you just know, right? You can feel it. It's an energy. It's a vibe, right? So you gave off that vibe. We match your energy. I forgot who I was working with. Oh, the Jamaican brother. Yeah. And we was like, yo, she's dope. And he was like, yo. And we just had a conversation. And from that conversation, man, we got to learn more about you. Understanding what dope is amazing. Getting into your trucking business is amazing. And then looking at a young, in February, a young black entrepreneur, young lady handling her business, pushing trucks around the country. You know, it's amazing. Like, and I'm like, yo, do you even know how to drive a truck? She was like, Tell her what you told me. It was like, no.
No.
Right?
No. Yeah. I don't have a CDL. At the time I was like, oh, I don't need one, but now I do desire to have one.
Okay. And why is that? Why did your mindset switch?
I like to work all aspects of the business, right? So sometimes you give direction and you don't understand what it takes to do it. So you can expect a driver to be on time or do X, Y, Z, but you don't understand the exhaust that comes from it. So I have a new respect for drivers, but I've also had a fair share where the drivers are not the best and they don't take care of your equipment. And you got to deal with mechanics and you need to know the language. You need to know what you're getting yourself into or those repair bills will hit you over the head. But in the case where somebody abandons your truck, you don't have to worry about paying somebody to move it around. You can go fly wherever it is and go retrieve it and that kind of thing. Now, nobody abandoned the truck now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you saw me. Did you see my face? It was like, wait, hold up. What? What are we talking about?
It does happen. Or you got to get new tires or you got to get it washed or you got to take it from here to there and you have to pay people. I've had to pay people to move it around because I can't do it. Right. So when you realize certain things like that, it's just like you might as well just be well-rounded and get it done.
That's right. I love that. So like, you know, so what in like really like what pushed you to go in that direction? Because wait, hold up. Before I even go there, let's get into your background story. What's the background? Who are you and what is it? Where did you come from and all of those good things? Just your story.
Okay, how deep we go? I came from Stanford, but like my nationality, like who my daddy is.
Whatever you feel comfortable, who my daddy is. No, this is not that type of interview, man. Be like, yo, who's your daddy? What's your mama name? Like, you know.
Are we related?
Well, that's a good question because I don't know, you know. But no, just more.
I'm of African American, Jamaican background, and I don't know. I look at myself as a person that loves to give back to the community, that's ambition, that has integrity first over everything. And whatever I know, I love to share. So Don't Oppress People, Educate is a big deal for me. The E stands for educate. I wear it around my neck. I got this made in Dubai, I was wondering. It's also a key. So I always tell the students, you have the power to unlock anything. So you are the key, what will you unlock? And that's just the powers that are vested in them. And I just always instill that type of terminology in my daily life, but also in theirs. So yeah, I'm just a human that looks to do great things and hope that it's reciprocated sometimes. And even if it's not, I'll continue to do what I can do.
What influenced you to get into this line of work? What, like,
that is like the $1 million question, right? Because some days, especially now, I'm like, why did I do this? But I worked in HR at WWE for some time. And I could say this now, it's been years since I've been there. And I was going through a couple of things with my boss, and I was pushed out essentially. And when that happened, I realized like one source of income is too close to none. And COVID was on the rise. So it aligned perfectly. So I was in that transition phase, but then the world was shutting down. So it's like, okay, people are getting furloughed, people are getting laid off, just things are shifting. And what can I do next? So right before like the world actually shut down, I was thinking about becoming an Amazon delivery service partner. So I don't know if y'all know what that is, but basically my best friend worked at Amazon at the time. And she was like, there's this program, like you could basically work for Amazon, but not work for Amazon. You work for yourself, but you kind of have a fleet of trucks. So I'm like, what is that all about? And then the ceiling cap was like $375,000 a year. So I saw that number. I'm like, okay, let me see. I can work for myself. And, you know, so I applied. And basically those Amazon fleet trucks that you see delivering your Prime packages next day, that's what it is. So you get a spot, they put you in a warehouse and you run those trucks. So when you run those trucks, I think like 20 plus of those trucks will get you to that ceiling cap of 375 per year. So, well, let me try. At the time, I had no idea what it entailed. I just thought I can move out of HR and be into something different. So I applied and they said, you won't hear anything back for like 4 weeks or so. I heard back within the first week. So I'm like, oh, I got this.
Let's go.
Then I had an interview within the second week. So I'm like, oh, this is great. And then I was waiting to do the third interview. I went through two interviews and I got to the third one and I got an email. It was like January 6th. Of 2021, and I was rejected. And I'm like, what happened? Everything moved so fast. Everything seemed so good. I was excited to be my own boss. And I didn't really realize that at that time that that rejection was for my protection, because making that 375 cap with 20 plus trucks, you can make 250 plus with one semi truck. When they rejected me, some of the qualifications were like your credit score, you got to have like 30,000 in liquid cash, just different things. And I'm like, okay, well, I have the credit score still. I still have the cash. Where could I put it? Because now at this time, we're getting through COVID. People are investing. People are looking to work for themselves. And I just really wanted to do something outside of just working for someone else. So I was in Ghana at the time, visiting my soon-to-be husband. And one of the friends there, her dad had trucks, semi trucks. And so we got to talking about it. And never in my wildest dreams did I think of having semi trucks. The little Prime fleet trucks, I'm like, I could drive that, you know, but a semi truck, no. But when her dad explained what he did and how the process worked, I'm like, I could do that. Of course, because you think anything you put your mind to, you could do.
Absolutely.
So, I got back home. This is in 2021. So I got back home from Ghana and immediately hit the ground. February, I'm searching for trucks. I'm looking into it. I'm talking to truck drivers. I'm joining these trucking groups on Facebook, on Instagram, whatever I could find truck related to do my research, right? And I'm always big on that because people want to jump into things and they don't do their research and they feel bamboozled. So I did my research and I realized, okay, I could really do this. And then at the time, my best friend's dad was looking for a trucking job. So I'm like, okay, I'm looking for a truck. I'm gonna need a driver. You, my best friend's dad, let's work together. So March of that year, I talked to him. By May, I had a truck. So I was in Ghana in January when I got rejected from Amazon and talked to the dad about the trucking. Came back in February, hit the ground running. By May, I had a truck. So I'm like, okay, now we got a truck. Now what's next? So I'm getting the driver and everything prepped, going through the process. You need specific plates if you want to carry across all states. They're called apportion plates. And then you got to figure out what type of trailer you want to have. So People don't realize that the money is in the trailer. You could buy the truck, but if you get the wrong trailer, you might not be making the money that you want to make. So her dad said, I want to do flatbed truck, and that's what I'm into, and that's what I want to do. And in my head, I'm like, why don't you do the dry van, which are the big covered ones where you can't really see what's inside? The flatbed truckings are the flat ones where you think of Final Destination, all the things flying off the truck at your car.
Into my head too.
So the money is there. That and auto hauling, car hauling. But anyways, we found a trailer, or we found a company we could work for, because now I'm back at work while doing all of this stuff. So I'm still working full time, still trying to be an entrepreneur or whatever. And we figure out what we're going to do. We start rolling July 5th of 2021. And he's still with us to this day. So this July will make 3 years that he's been rolling with us. This is our lead driver anyway. So anyways,
hold up. That was a ill rolling with us truck. Maybe not.
So yeah, that's basically how I got started. I always wanted to be in trucking. It wasn't my daddy and granddaddy was a truck driver. I had so many friends and family in the game. It was really, I was going to do something for Amazon. They rejected me. I pivoted and found a lane that worked for me, literally a driving lane that worked for me. And we're here. So
Fun intended. Yo, man. So that's amazing. So basically everything I hear is go get it. If you talk about it, you kind of like go back and forth with it. It's in your head. It's in your heart. Something you want to do, just do it. Like, take the action. Don't wait, hold up. Let me back up. Don't just do it. Do your research and then do it.
Yes.
You
got to educate yourself first. You got to educate yourself first. Because if you don't, you can get into something. There's a lot of money to be made in trucking, but there's a lot of money to be spent in trucking. And people forget that a lot. So it's not one of those businesses where you just dive face first into without any, because you can be out of business before you even get into business. So people realize, okay, let me get a truck, but then don't realize they need a trailer. Okay, I got a truck and a trailer. I need to get the truck registered, but you don't realize you got to pay an upfront down payment to even get insurance, right? Then you get it registered, and this is not a car, okay? This is a semi-truck that's going across the state. So it's over $1,000 to just register it, right? And get those plates. And now you need a driver. Did you look for a driver already? Did you have one on standby? Because now you got your truck note if you didn't buy it outright. You got your insurance. And then if it's sitting there and not making any money, you still have bills every month. And yeah, but also now, are you ready to go? Like, do you have a dispatcher?
Yeah, so did you do your own dispatching at first, or did you have?
In the beginning, no, I was leased onto another company. Okay. And what that means is that company manages your truck and driver, and they tell your truck and driver where to go. They make the money for you. They tell you how much you've made. They pay you out the balance, and that's how we did it. Now, we did that for about 6 or 7 months, and we rented a trailer from him. And renting that trailer was like $200 a week. So when we told him that we were buying our own trailer, he made us bring it to him like 2 days later.
He made you what?
He made us bring it, like park the trailer 2 days later. Because I was like, let me be courteous. I'm paying you $200 a week. You're about to stop getting that payment, right? Because we're going to buy our own trailer. So I'm like, let's give it at least a 2 weeks notice, because we're about to have the trailer ship, whatever, so that he knows that, you know, don't put that settlement up there or that payment up there for the next settlement that we get. Right. And so 2 days later, he's like, oh, have this truck park here by Friday this time, da 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 da. And I'm like, oh, I'm trying to, you know, be courteous and let you know that you'll no longer get this payment because we're buying our own trailer, and you're upset. So you're asking for the trailer back right now. So that too. And then when we rented the trailer, it needed new tires, but they blamed us for the tires. So we only drove on it not even a week, and he was like, until all these tires are replaced, you can't move this trailer. And I'm like, so you want me to replace tires on a trailer that we don't own, that we can't take when we're done with it, because you feel, I don't know, that I'm beneath you for some strange reason. So I said, from there, I realized ownership was key. And when that happened, I went out and got three trailers. Not one, not two, but three.
Let's go. Let's go.
So,
as a woman in the, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You have more?
No, that was basically it. It's just, you know, understanding the game, right? Sometimes people feel like they are on a high horse, they got more power, but it was also education. Had I known better, all the money we spent renting, could have been a down payment on a trailer and almost paid off. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's just rules to the game.
Man, I was going to, I mean, my question was like, as a female, because when you hear about female truck and you were actually the first, you're the first one that actually I met that did it. Right. And then since then I met four other women. I met one, this lady, Yolanda, shout out to Yolanda. She kind of like, she got her own truck. She do her own, she drives, she does whatever she need to do and she make it happen. She makes it happen. And I'm like, yo, these women out here. And let me say this. I'm the biggest advocate for saying this out loud in public. Like, women are the backbone of our society, our families, all of those things. I have to say, I have to be honest. And then, but men have a very important and vital role in the structure as well. But when we talk about our women, man, it's so much that you guys been through, so much that you like over. Oh, it's just so much, right? It's so much, and those things need to be acknowledged. So when we have any field, any business that can and will be operated by women, you guys seem to kick it in the, yeah, I can't say that, we on the air, so. But yeah, you do your thing. So yeah, you definitely do. Like, you know, Jazz, no, I'm not one of those guys that try to be like, you know, one thing is better than the other, man. You do, or not give you your flowers, as they say. Like, I think that, especially our Black women for this month, you know, our Black women really has stepped up and showed out, man. Especially in pandemic, it's more Black entrepreneurs that came out of the pandemic. What I said something wrong, bro. The pandemic. Than anything, I have never seen so many Black women come out with clothing lines, hair, whatever it is that you do, and take it to the next level. It's been amazing to watch, you know, and I'm a cheerleader for those things, man. You know,
we appreciate our flowers while we're alive. We appreciate
them. Yeah, man. So let's talk about your because you mentioned this, man. You mentioned this. Jazz, I don't know if you want to get into it, but the love life, I mean, not the love life, no, but Ghana, marriage, husband, fiance, whatever you...
We love.
We love love. This is the first love yourself kind of conversation. So, like, I hear that relationship played a vital role in you actually making this decision and this move. Even though it wasn't your spouse himself, but your connection... Absolutely. So it's very important for me to, because you don't, I think it's a saying, and it's not, I guess, I don't want to say it's general to all African societies or communities, but it says you don't just marry the person that you marry, you marry the village, you marry the people that's in their village, the uncles and the aunties, because they're all connected to you. Because
I'm marrying him.
What?
It's about us. It ain't about everybody else.
No. Okay. I got you. My bad. Well, she said, no, I'm marrying him. Yeah. So definitely. So that connection, though, that connection and the family ties that helped you get started. So
I wasn't there at that time, I don't know if I would be in like trucking with a semi truck. You know what I mean? So like, right. I got a rejection letter there and I thought I was doing Amazon and I thought, you know, it was really going that route. But while there is where I learned a whole nother different, again, a lane that I never explored, never thought that I would even, I don't know, want to do that. So yeah, I would say if it wasn't for him, I would not be in this game.
So marriage. So marriage. It's almost you guys don't know, but it's almost the 14th of February. So marriage. But this, I like saying it though. Look at her face. Look at her face when I say it. So marriage. Oh yeah. So, it can't get no bigger. But no, but that's what it's about. Like when you find, and you know, we had a show recently, and we were talking about finding that spouse, right? Being able to like express yourself. But it comes from knowing who you are, what you want, and how you want to be, and your goals and your intentions and things like that, right? For yourself. And then bringing that to the table and finding the spouse that actually matches that, right? Gives you that energy and have their own vision and goals for their life. And you guys bring it to the table and make it work. That's when you have smiles like the way you have when I say, so marriage. So let's talk about that. Like, what's love like to you? What does that mean? Like, I know we're going to get back into the business, but what does that mean? What does love mean? Because, you know, to you, because this is first love yourself. So,
yes, flat time, we know. But love is an action, right? It's also an understanding. You get to choose your person. And I think it's very imperative that you decide to choose that person wisely, because at the end of the day, marriage is a business move. Right. So when you join this union, you want to make sure that the person is someone that's going to help you grow over time, and not just within business or it, but like as a person, we should be personally developing ourselves each and every day. I just strive to be better than the day before. That's really everything. But do I have a person in my corner that pushes me that way? Like there's some days I just need a hug. I don't need no words. I just need a hug. Right. That energy. So when you pick your person, of course, you have your highs and your lows. Every day is not, you know, hunky dory and peaches and cream. But for the most part, you have beautiful times and experiences together. So again, with love being an action, is how you decide to navigate it, right? What you decide to do. I've known him since 2011. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing the same for quite some time. We split, we came back together, and it's more beautiful now than it was before. So it's also knowing what works for you. Some people do things because they're seeking validation. You got to do things for you. So a lot of people be like, oh, y'all split up and y'all back together? Like, how does that work? Not realizing that split was for our own good. I don't think we would even be where we are now if we didn't have that time apart. So doing what works for you.
It's for you.
Mm-hmm. If it's meant to be, it will be.
Yeah, and it's like, so the split is a funny thing, because we actually talked about that before. Like, in the show, right? So he's like, oh, you know, you walking down and you with this person, and at that moment you guys compatible or whatever the case may be, and then like you come to a fork in the road. Some people go left, some people go right. Depending on, and I think the goal is leaving when you hit that split, don't leave nasty. Right. You don't leave nasty. Even if it's a nasty situation, have some integrity and be like, yo, take ownership. Or I don't know if that happens right away. I don't know if it's when the roads meet again. Depends on the situation, but the roads meet again. If that person has done work on him, because you know, when people actually took the time to actually do some work on themselves, because trust me, I had the pleasure of meeting you. If he had not did some work or whatever the case may be and was the same person from 19, 20, 20, whatever, you would have been like, boy, bye. Did I say it right? Did it came out right? It did. Boy, why? Like, yo. But yeah, I already know, because you are, I mean, respectful, but you are in your face, and like, you're not going, I personally don't think, just even in the conversation we had a few minutes ago, like, you're not going to settle for any kind of disrespect, like, for long term. Yeah, so. Yeah, because even with the trucker, you'd be like, okay, park your truck, okay, I can do that. Let me get that there.
I mean, I had somebody quit on the spot. They were in, where was he at? Kentucky? And he was like, I quit. You come do this. I don't know if you can curse, but you come do this. I ain't no TARP master. I ain't this. I'm like, I didn't ask you to work here. You need, you know what I'm saying? Like, you need the job. If you quit, unless this is your last load, once you drop, park the truck back where it's supposed to be, and it's good riddance, you know? People get really strange, but I think in business, I also just had a dispatcher. I do dispatching. I was dispatching for our trucks for some time, and then I realized I was just too involved in the business and working the business that I couldn't grow the business. So we did get a dispatcher out of Kenya, and it worked out well for us for some time. But even that person, sometimes people feel like they could take your kindness for weakness. So just making careless mistakes that cost the company, and never once did I ever deduct from him ever. And this January, I had to deduct from him, and he couldn't believe it. And I'm like, you made the same mistake twice in the beginning of the year in the same month. No. So you're going to have to feel it. And it's not like you haven't made these mistakes before. We talked about it, but I don't think you're really going to understand that it's a mistake until it hits your pockets. That's when people really feel it. And it's been a thing. And guess what? Right now he's no longer with us. So I'm back dispatching for the last 2 weeks. So, you know, it happens. Sometimes you do have to make those tough decisions. And I've learned that in HR too, right? Like you just, there's some people that work with the company and some people don't. And you just have to, no one has severed ties, and a termination is warranted sometimes. The thing that I like about trucking after being in HR is I can give people second chances. So our lead driver has done over 16 years with the feds, and I trust him with a whole lot of things. Whereas other types of employment, he might not be able to get a job because of his criminal background. I'm able to do that. So I really like this line of work, I would say, but it also, I could show the students how to either climb the corporate ladder or an entrepreneur, because all of my students don't want to go to college and get good grades and get a good job. You know what I mean? Some of them want to work for themselves and hire people that went to college, got good grades, and is now working at a great job at their company, right? So being able to show both sides of the spectrum, whether it's working for yourself or someone else, I think is an honorable moment for me.
Mm. What you got for it, Jax?
A lot of people that think that way. They don't think from both ends of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just want to be like narrow-minded, like I'm just in it to make my money.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to be like, I can give people second chances. Like they might not be able to get a job, but I can do that for them.
Not only, not just a job, because they make good money.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. I feel like just talking to her right now, she did it simply because she could. Because she could give somebody the second chance that nobody else would give them. And so, it's not on a banner floating in the sky.
Nah, nobody know. It's her company. Dope. Yeah, that is dope. So, but like, that's the thing though. If I don't know, man, it's so many, you have so many layers. It's like, you're like a red onion. Nah, that's crazy.
Shrek.
What?
don't be with the onion.
But so many levels. Like, so I know that she does that kind of work, man. That, like, and it's not, I don't know if, you know, we don't throw names out there unless they tell us that it's okay. But we know people that you actually work with and like you helped and you like got them speaking engagements, was around, you was present, not just like from the office like this. You know, people would be in the office, be like, yeah, we'll get you. Do you know anybody that? Yeah, don't worry about it. We'll get back to you in a week. It's like, yo, she's beating her feet with these people. She's calling, she's sending emails, she's active. Like, so she's right. There's not many people, male or female, actually going out there and first putting yourself on the line, because let's be honest, you people are waiting for opportunities to break young Black entrepreneurs down, right? But you put yourself out there, and when people actually understand and value the sacrifices that you're making for their success, they usually give you more. It's like true. They can understand it and respect it, I should say. not just understand it, because people do understand it, but they don't respect it, and they don't understand the responsibility that go along. It's a responsibility that go along with people giving you their trust. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Anyway, shout out to you again. I mean, we could do this all night. But definitely, that's amazing. That's amazing. Can I get a job? I don't know how to drive, but I can wash a car.
You want to be a dispatcher? I'm telling you, the spot is vacant.
Yeah, absolutely. What I got, you know what? You got my email. I'm not even playing. You know how bad I'm trying to get out of this place? Man. Well, let me be quiet. They might be listening.
Dispatching is not. It's just there's a science to it. And again, working all aspects of the business in a time like this where we no longer have the dispatcher, right? The business could be shut down because there's no one to do the work until you find somebody else. So being able to do it, you know, we can still stay afloat. Does it change the dynamics of my life? Yes, because now I got to devote my mornings to that and then push everything else out, right? But just kind of is what it is. That business has its ebbs and flows. And I think people kind of look at entrepreneurship. I'm going to fire my boss. I'm going to do all those things. No, I still worked a job while starting the business. I stopped the job and started doing the business full time and then had to go back to work. Like, I'm not afraid to do that. I think a lot of us personally, we like the notion that I work for myself. Mm-hmm. That I work for myself and we're broke. Mm-hmm. And we should.
I work for myself and we broke.
Right. Right. And we need to be working for somebody else and still work for yourself, right? But we need to realize if you work for somebody else, you can use that income as an investment for your business until you get it where it needs to go. And this is just my HR hat, right? Like, we have to have good exit plans. Some people exit before they should, and it puts them in line. And then I think one of the other things we were going to talk about is like the struggles in being in business, right? A lot of it is funding, right? The good thing about trucking is there's always freight to move. You make good relationships, you retain good drivers, you're going to be able to move freight, right? But there's some businesses that are product-based, and if you're not selling the products, you're not really making money. So how do you stay in business? But then I have an idea for a good product, but I don't have enough money to make the product, right? But I don't have a good credit score, so I can't apply for funding, or the banks won't fund me because they don't think that I'll have the ability to pay it back. So when people talk about going into business, they need to understand before you go into business, make sure your credit is good, right? Mm-hmm. And when you make sure your credit is good, you don't put anything for the business in your personal name. You make sure that it's in the business name, right? You always protect yourself. But I think a lot of people just try to jump into business and do these things, and they don't properly set themselves up in alignment for success. And that's why a lot of us fail within the first year.
Question for you. I know this is way off to the left, but listening to you talk, I have to ask. I know you do. We're going to get into the mentorship that you know, dope is dope, speak for itself. But have you ever thought about doing workshops just on entrepreneurship? Because just listening to you just right now, you hit a lot of key points that a lot of people don't actually think about, right? And it's something that should be thought about. Do you do workshops like that or no? Have you? Or hold on, you heard it first on Fly Talk? Fly Talk, you heard it first. Let's go. We about to get it.
I don't do it for adults. So when people were interested in getting into trucking, I got a lot of traction. I used to post quite a bit and I stopped because it's just social media is draining. But I did a lot of consultations and a lot of people wanted to get in the game. And my biggest thing, do your research first. Don't come over here. Somebody actually called me the top of this year, like, me and my husband are finally ready. Like, we want to get in. I go, did you do your research? Because if you're just relying on what I'm telling you, I could tell you anything. I can help you get a truck. I'll manage that truck for you and I'll make money. And then if it's not something you really want to do, you're kind of stuck. So I'm like, until you do more research, let's revisit this conversation in Q2. And this is a person I spoke to in 2022, right? So she's back in 2024, like, I'm ready to go, and da 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 da, but still hasn't done the preliminary work Right, on her own with her husband. So it's not just about having the money. So I see a lot of that, which is why I like to speak about it before people decide to jump in. But I don't do workshops. For my youth, I do. So when we talk about career advancement, workforce development, entrepreneurship, these are some of the things that I talk to them about. And I do that primarily because their mindsets need shifting, and it's easier to shift them at a young age, right? It's easier to present new things in front of them where they're like, oh, I didn't think about that. I never thought about owning a business. Oh, I didn't know I could have a trucking company and not need get a CDL, or, you know, all these kinds of things, right? So I like to minister to them and spread the dope gospel to them. Adults are a little tiresome, if we're going to be completely honest. So I dedicate a lot of my energy to the youth, and they get the gems with the courses that we teach.
Okay, understood.
Those are a lot tiresome.
It's just exhausting.
Yeah, but the year was crazy. She was like, yeah. Yeah. So with you know, it's so much we can talk about. So I know we kind of brought in, it's a good segue right into dope and dealing with the youth and mentoring. So you want to talk some about that? Because we haven't got into that yet. And I know that's your passion, your love. I know you do trucking, you make your money, but like, I see how you engage even. So just so everybody know, because I know a lot of people still follow from the Arts Award show, the young lady that was there is one of her mentor, one of the young ladies that she mentored, and she was like, yo, I got the person for you. Like, so, you know, just imagine being in a position where you have different personalities, these young minds that's ready to go, and you're like, hold up. Not dumb. Yeah, you. Let's go. You're going to do this, and you're going to do it right. And then she called and made it happen. But the beautiful thing is it's the relationship. And this is what I was talking about with these guys, or these second chance guys, or whatever the case may be. You don't just offer them an opportunity and they walk away. You showed up at the event. You were there with her throughout. Like, it was like, no, I'm not just going to drop you in this thing and you're going to gain this experience on your own. I'm going to ride with you. And those things mean something. Like, I'm just thinking, right? I never had my father in my life, right? So, like, if I had a guy that mentored me and gave me an opportunity to do something and then walked away, it feels so much different if he stayed and he kind of like started it and saw it all the way through. So let's talk about dope and all these beautiful things you do with these young women out here. Let's go. I don't know, I talk too much. Let's go. Fly the talk.
Not just young women. We got kings and queens. That's the versatility about our organization. And again, Dope Inc. stands for Don't Oppress People, Educate. It stems from a crazy experience that I had at the University of New Hampshire, which is not very diverse, a verbal altercation with a Caucasian male and a professor. But through that altercation, I was able to change the bylaws of the school. And so any remarks that are discriminatory that are said anywhere on campus, before it was just in a specific location in a dormitory, but now if it's said anywhere on campus, it goes against one's code of conduct. So from that change, me being this little Black girl, this institution that was birthed in like 1806 or so, being able to make that change, it was prominent for students of color to help retain students of color, but also just to show like harsh disparities and why people decide to leave and transfer and graduate at other institutions. So when I did that, I was able to become a mentor for other students of color. And I'm like, I want to work with you. Like, I have a passion to share things. And I didn't really know what that looked like, but I knew that I was oppressed at that moment, and I educated both the professor and the student. So I'm like, what could I think of? Like, what's catchy? And I thought of the word dope. And that's kind of how the acronym came about. Don't oppress people, educate. And when you look at the E, inside of the E, which is a key, it's also like a plant, like a blossom. And again, every day you should be growing and turning into something different. And I just believe that all of our students have the power to unlock any and everything. All of our students are growing and evolving into their own unique individuals. So we're big on leadership and individuality. We're a youth empowerment organization that travels domestically and internationally. So we do a lot of our work in Lower Fairfield County, but we've been to Jamaica, we've been to Ghana, we've been to the Ivory Coast. We're actually taking students to Ghana for the first time in June. So we've never taken students abroad before, but that's really exciting. We have a ton of different programs. We work with incarcerated individuals, wrongfully convicted individuals, exonerated individuals, high-risk youth. We deal with mental health. We teach them financial literacy, entrepreneurship, workforce development, a whole lot of things. And it's my passion because I have a background in community. My parents have always done it. And I feel like it's a blessing to be a blessing. And like you said, Ty, you didn't have your dad in your life, right? You knew you had a dad, but he wasn't present. And I feel like a lot of our, especially our community, we don't have consistency or presence. And so I had that. I grew up in a two-family household and I saw what that dynamic looked like. And I'm not saying that it did everything that it should have, because I still had an older brother who was in jail for over a decade, right? So even with our upbringing, there was still some differences. And although we don't have the same father, we were still in the same household. So no matter, and this goes to the parents, like you could be the best parent that you could be, but your child can decide to go whatever path that they decide to go. And that's just what it is. Not that you're a bad parent, not that you didn't do what you had to do. It's just things change because people change. And if your kid, you tell your kid no, and they say yes, and they go out and do something that's going to get them in trouble, they have to learn from that experience. And hopefully they do, and it turns around, right? So some of the people that we work with that deserve second chances, i.e. our lead driver, and others, even a guy that we're working with right now through a program, we're doing our Break and Chains program. So that works with incarcerated individuals, wrongfully convicted folks. But we're doing a focus group on the war on drugs and hip hop culture. And we're paying our students to be a part of this. We're partnering with another organization that's taking students to DC for a rally. We're working on reform. We're just really dissecting how the war on drugs and hip hop culture has infiltrated our communities and what is done and where we could, you know, make the change. That's one of our programs. Another program is our Dope Pageant. That is for our students that want to showcase their talents, so more performing arts. So we crown a king and a queen. We always give away money, $500,000. We wish, $500, right?
I'm 16. I'm 16. $500,000. Let's go have a new truck tomorrow.
$500 to each, the king and the queen, and then we have second and third runner ups. We give them cash too, so we give away a couple of cash prizes. But that is it's an amazing program because all of our students aren't sports related. All of our students aren't scholars, but some of them have hidden talents that they don't even know about. Like one of our students drew on the stage for her talent and she killed it, right? So they discover things. They learn stage presence. They get rid of stage fright. They learn about etiquette. So they come in their tuxes and their gowns and they have the question and answer and they're just, you know, very eloquent with it. So we teach them those things. We have She's Crowned and King Me. If you couldn't tell, we're big on crowning our royal youth. We call them kings and queens because we instill, again, those powers vested in them. But She's Crowned and King Me, that works with mental health. It works with financial literacy. It works with workforce development, entrepreneurship, a whole bunch of topics that we just bundle into one and expose them to. And at the end, we crown them as kings and queens, give them certificates of completion, all types of things. We do overnight retreat. And that's a really cool program too. It builds a brotherhood and a sisterhood. The Rites of Passage, that program is where we're taking students to Ghana. So we do 15 weeks of Black history. We started in January. This June, we'll be taking them to Ghana for 10 days. And it's just amazing to show them the richness of our culture and how America was, especially on Black History Month, how America was built off the backs of us, right? So we just make sure our students know that because they're constantly belittled, if not in their household, but in the public world. And with DOPE, we believe in our future generation, I would say. So those are some of our programs in a nutshell. Why I do what I do is because it was instilled in me. I don't have kids yet, but I eventually will. And I want the world to be a better place for them before they get here, if I can, right? So people always ask me this, like, you don't have any kids and you want to do all this work with kids. You're always around somebody else's kids. I thoroughly enjoy it. And I know eventually I will have kids and hopefully they continue on with the same thing and they're a blessing to somebody else. But yeah, that's, I could talk about DOPE all day. That is my passion.
I'm saying you building a legacy, not only for
Your children,
yeah, but
the children you're dealing with, children, they're gonna instill that in their kids.
Yes,
they get older, so it's all that, you know, you're building generational. What do you say? Like,
so let's talk
excellent,
about
generational
excellence. You're changing the E in dope. Okay. Don't oppress people. Create excellence. I don't know. I don't know. Give me about 35 days. I'll come up with something.
Okay. All right. We'll let you do that.
No, but seriously, man, it's all about, I mean, I feel your energy. Like, and this is the stuff, that, Jazz, you feel it. We on the phone, right? When she started talking about her stuff, like, you can't help but be like, yo.
CBLBM just
like,
in and writing and...
Yo, I'm telling you, about to have another trucker. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously though, like, you know, the passion and the energy behind what you do, and that old saying, I know everyone heard it before. When you actually doing what you love to do, you no longer have to work. It becomes like
it's second nature.
And I love the fact that you have your business, that's once you find somebody, once you hire me to be able to be a dispatcher, you don't have to do that no more. It'll become like residual income for you, so you can dedicate a lot of the time. I'm not saying that you don't, I know you peek into your business and you want to make sure that everything is right, but you want to have that time where you can actually do the things that you love and actually mold and create vision for people that felt invisible at some point, or whatever the case may be. Like, because, you know, man, growing up, man, sometimes the worst thing that can ever happen to you is to have people in your life that don't pour into you.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, listening to you and the way, you know, bang, bang, you just busting it like, bang, dope is this and that and this and that, and we do this and that, the pageant, king my queens, king my kings, and you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah,
like educating the youth,
yo,
giving them a voice. Like,
yeah,
some of these kids don't have a voice.
Yeah,
and at home, at school, with their peers, they're just ignored. They're just a body present. They don't have a voice. They're afraid to express themselves and be ostracized for being different.
Man, now y'all know why I be loving my Black women, man. I be loving my Black women, man. They go hard, like, hey, yo. Hey, yo, so, I had a question for you, but I, like,
gone.
Yeah, it kind of gone, but it's not gone because it was sincere, but, like, so, like, I know we can't talk about this though. We're not going to talk about it. I would ask, what's next for you? But what's next for you is not for us to know. It's for you to do, because you are a doer. So, and I encourage everybody out there, if you got any plans, any goals, any your vision, don't talk about it. Do the research and make your vision become reality. It may shift a little bit because, you know, in our minds, and before it actually reach the universe, right? It looks a certain way, but the universe said, you know what? Just shift it a little bit and mold it this way, but it's still your vision. Now bring it to life. That's the goal. So we're not gonna ask you about what you got planned. We're not gonna ask you about any of those things.
Just watch it happen. Just watch the movement. It's a marathon, it ain't a sprint. But you know, when it's time, you'll see it.
Oh yeah, wait, hold up. You got a movie coming out? Wait, hold up. Wait, I got distracted. My life is a mess. Say it again.
I don't know what movie you heard me talking about, but I don't.
Okay, I was trying to say, man, yo, we never even talked about this. She's an actor, actress. Let's go. Executive producer. Look, man,
I said no, thank you for honoring that, because I don't ever share like what's next. It's just watch the movement. It's a marathon, it's not a sprint, right? So it's a journey, and I like to consider myself a good person, and you all are great people, so they could follow, right, and just see it happen. But I think sometimes people do too much talking, really. They on the internet, I that's why I have to like turn it out sometimes, because it just becomes too much, and everybody is this and everybody is that, and everybody has to be seen. I don't want to be seen. I just want to be felt. So
you know what? You know what?
I felt all that joint.
She didn't. Yo, this is what I'm saying. This is not a game. Ladies and gentlemen, Saquon. Right. Kwanzaa is in the building. Yo, Miss Stevenson. It's won't be Stevenson for long. Are you keeping your name?
It's so hard for me to change my name. And I said, can I hyphenate it? And the answer was no. So the last name is changing, but right now it's Stevenson.
Okay. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar, please get familiar with, like, I'm not telling you to stalk. Please don't stalk my girl, because we coming for you. No, but please don't stalk my girl, but definitely follow, keep up. And if you got, some young women, young men, some young kings, you got some young kings and some young queens, yo, even if you can't get them to her, find out what they're doing. Sometimes I was very surprised. She came down to the neck of the woods. She was right there in Hampden, had a whole thing popping off right there. Like, so she may be where you are. You hear her.
We are a mobile program. If we could travel out the country, we could definitely travel domestically. So we are actually looking to do some work in Waterbury real soon. So
okay.
In New Haven, Waterbury. Yes, we do a lot of work in Lower Fairfield County. So we're doing a lot of programs in Stanford right now. Mm-hmm. But we move around. So it just, wherever there's a need, we love to be there.
That was my plug to tell for you to go ahead and drop your information wherever they can find you, find dope, get their children or someone that they know that's troubled youth or something like that connected with you guys, because it's a need for you.
Yeah. So it's Dope Inc. Global.
Mm-hmm.
That's on IG. On Facebook, I think it's just Dope Inc. But Dope Inc. Global on IG, you'll find us.
Absolutely. So lock in. And if you, the dispatcher job is no longer an option for you guys, so we're not even going to talk about that. But if you drive a truck, like, you know, for real, like, we need to have a problem. Huh?
You need management, you need somebody to run your trucks, let us know.
Yeah, because you're not coming for my position, because I need mine. And
you already got our dispatcher, but Point Transportation is looking to add more units to the fleet. So if you need somebody to manage a truck, let us know.
There you go. I got you, man. Yo, it was a pleasure talking to you. Jazz, you got something for her? Listen, I just want to be 16 again. I just want to be 16 again, because I want to be a king that win that $5,000. Oh no, it was $500.
I was prophesizing that, you know? So maybe one day we can give away that kind of money. I think that's where it just kind of rolled off the tongue, real gentle.
That kind of money.
She said, one day you will.
We'll do that.
Mm. Amen.
She said, amen. Let's go.
Speak it into existence over here.
Yeah. So it was a pleasure having you. We can go on. You have any questions for me?
No, I mean, I feel like y'all didn't really say what y'all do. And I think that that's big. I mean, I'm sure there's people that tune in all the time and watch y'all so they know. But for the newcomers, especially when you have new guests, you know, I think it's really key that people know. Because Ty didn't let y'all know that he does work for you too. Lots of poetry, lots of all that stuff, lots of inspiration. You know, Jazzy making the cakes and stuff. So I think it's just important to know and let the audience know. So every time y'all get a little chance to start, just a brief intro. What's the elevator pitch that you could say real quick? You know,
hey, I love that.
What's your pitch? What is it?
Oh, she was talking. She said Jazzy cakes last.
What's the pitch of Fly Talk?
Oh, Fly Talk. Everybody knows, man. It's an intimate conversation had in public, man. We do that. And it's always first love yourself kind of conversation, man. You can't do anything else without loving yourself first. I mean, yes, you got to put God in the equation. God is the equation. right? If you believe or if you don't, you don't have no choice, right? God is the equation. And then after that, right after that, man, you got to find self-love, self-value, self-worth, and then you project to the world. You don't go in there prematurely because people will tell you who you are, and you don't need people telling you who you are. You need to ask God and then figure it out and then do it. You know what I'm saying? But that's one thing. But as Fly Tie, so I love what you said. Fly Tie is more than just, an arrogant statement. I always say this as well. Fly means first love yourself. So it's a reminder to myself and on those days where I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to show up at work. I don't feel comfortable. I don't like it. I don't want to walk in the room. To remind myself, look in the mirror and say, first love yourself, Ty. And I encourage everybody to put that before their name if they have to. First love yourself, Jazz. First love yourself, you know, and you can go on down the list and love yourself first and then put your name on it. Say it out loud. But we do, Fly Tide does a lot of work. I'm multifaceted. So we do poetry. We had a poetry program with young poets. We had, I do hosting at times. I host events. We have an event coming up that I'm actually doing a nice talk to, honoring and supporting and pushing our, encouraging our elders, our veterans, and congratulating them for the work that they do. So we do a lot in the community. We do food pantry. We do, it's not about me. Really, I think this platform, it is about me, but I think this platform is really to open up for everyone else and connect people that don't see. It's a lot of people that I know. I met you, but you need to meet somebody else that I think I caught. They was like, yo, give me my number. And that's another thing about you. I'm just going to say that because I had a girl that wanted to get her truck in, and I know I switched, I jumped, but it's okay. I know how to deflect really well. Right. So it was a young lady that had some issues and wanted to do something with the truck. And I reached out to, because I don't just give people number away either. I think your number and your personal property is very sacred, and I have to get your permission. So I think I reached out to you and was like, yo, you know, I got this lady. She's cool. I know her. My barber, she does this, she does that. But this is what she... And you was like, oh, entrepreneur trying to make it happen. Let's go. Give her my number. Let's make it happen. Tell her to hit me. And just like that, it was no hesitation. Like, it was no, like, I'm better than you. Like, it was no arrogance in her response. It was always, anyway, that's you again. But yeah, Fly Tide does a lot of things. And I want to be like you. And when I say that in respect. No, I say that with respect. I want to be me. But when I say I want to be like you, I think we should always emulate the greatness that we see in other people. We don't have to always have it from the start. We can learn and meet people and be like, you know what? I want to embody that. I want to embody that go, because she got the go. It ain't no way, no hesitation. All right, Jazz, go ahead. Talk about you. I'm done with that.
Listen, I'm here on this platform to, you know, to give people the flowers that they deserve when they deserve them. Like, there's so many of us out here that don't get the flowers that we deserve. So I came on, Ty pulled me on, and I was the first thing I want to do is to honor those who don't get it. Mm-hmm. Like, so many dope people out here.
Hey, dope, you get it? God, keep going, you.
Underrated, like, they don't get the recognition they deserve. Their programs don't get that advertisement that they need to show what good they are out here doing for our community. So, I mean, I bake, so that have nothing to do with this platform. What I'm pushing on the platform, why I came on this platform, I'll continue to push my business, but I'm being part of.
Yep, I can't hear you. It's on mute. Jazz, you're muted. I can't hear anything.
Like, well, not I'm giving them.
Yeah, force feed.
No, force feed. This is for you. I mean, you might be humble, but you deserve this. So take that recognition with a grain of salt if you need to. I'm going to take mine with a shot of tequila. And we're going to keep moving.
I'm scared. You have went out seconds, so I didn't hear everything. It's like y'all mics got muted. But
you muted us.
Yep, it was my fault. Yep.
You under control.
I'm on the controls. I'm sorry. I must have hit something, but we back now.
We're just basically here to give our community their flowers, regardless of what they do. If it's for the community, get your flowers. You will get them from Fly Talk with Fly Tie.
That's right.
So we are giving our flowers to those who deserve them, and we are giving you yours today.
Thank you.
No.
We appreciate that. I appreciate y'all for having me. This was fun. And hopefully somebody learns a thing or two from the work that you guys are doing, because y'all take time out of y'all time, y'all days to do this. And, you know, hopefully the masses hear it the way that it should be received. So
this is our show, this segment right here. We talked about it briefly. This is the pull up and put on, right? So I pull up and put on. You pulled up. You came to the show. Who you want to put on? Who you want to recognize? Who you want to, like, just acknowledge the work that they're doing? And we're going to let them know that it came from you. And then maybe they can come on and we can get them set up to come on. And then they can do a pull up.
I said it at the beginning. You know, Queen Arlene got to be on the one news, because it's inspirational to see. I met her through another nonprofit in Norwalk, actually. And I saw her spirit there. And then I taught our She's Crown program at that same nonprofit. And having her as a student, there's something about her that's so intrinsic that a lot of you don't have right now. And I work with a lot of youth and I see a lot of different things, but I can spot it out when I see it, when students have wisdom beyond their years. And she is one of those students that has wisdom beyond her years. And I'm, you know, thrilled to be able to witness a part of her journey, but I'm even more thrilled, and God, keep me here, to see what life brings for her. So I would love her to pull up and put on, because there's an audience surrounding her where she can encourage other people to make it happen. It don't matter if you have a ton of money or not. She makes do with what she got, and she sports it like no other. So I think, Queen Arlene, that's who I want to put on.
There we go. Y'all heard it first. So pull up, put on. Got our girl coming up, man. If y'all don't know, she was my co-host at the 43rd Arts Awards show. And she slayed. She was hitting that stage. She was like, wait, I'm going to say this because, yo, I built a relationship with them. Like, so she was like, yo, I'm going to be so nervous. I'm like, nah, you ain't going to be nervous. I heard it in your voice. You're not going to be nervous. What you're going to do, you're going to, because the experience is kind of new to you, you're going to be kind of like surprised at first to see people. And then once you're going to own that joint. And what? Did she own it? Yo, did she own it?
Owned it.
She grabbed the mic. She was away from the podium. She was like, hey. I was like, oh, look at this girl. Yo, I felt like you.
Is she the co-host or is she the host? Because I don't know, Ty. She was showing.
Oh, yeah, I was a co-host. First of all, let me be clear. I was a co-host. She was laying it down, like, and I was like, okay, let me follow her lead. Let's go. Because, and the beautiful thing is, and I'm going to say this and then we're going to wrap up, right? The beautiful thing is to watch like the way a butterfly kind of like go through each stage. And then when they take off and they fly and they spread those beautiful colors of theirs, sometimes it's not about us actually taking the lead. Sometimes you get them out there and you let them fly and you guide and you sit back and you watch and you admire, because they are the next ones. They are the future, right? So you don't pigeonhole people. Okay, let me say it this way. Don't oppress people, educate them. Hey, let's get dope with it. Let's go. Yo, this has been a dope edition of the Fly Talk with Fly Ty. My name is Fly Ty. Again, I'm here with my beautiful, lovely co-host, Jasmine.
The Phoenix.
Outlaw. And we got our girl in the building. Oh, wait, my bad. The queen herself in the building. Shabazza. Wait, hold up. She put the crown on and everything. Hey.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I caught that. I did. All right. So, yeah. So, we good, yo. I love that, yo. Appreciate you so much.
Thanks again for having me. Have a wonderful evening, y'all.
You as well.
I look forward to chatting up with y'all soon.
And you know what you got to do, right? Hit her up and let her know.
Okay.
Yep. I'm going to hit her too, though.
Okay. All right. Bye, y'all.